This is the Ethanol Report. With me on the phone is Matt Hartwig with the Renewable Fuels Association. We're going to talk about ethanol exports and possibly some missed opportunities. And Matt, we don't talk about exports much, but right now we've got quite a bit of ethanol being produced and almost to the point where we can't use all in the United States that we're producing. But tell us about the markets for ethanol exports from the United States.
Well, what we've seen in the first quarter here of 2010 is an increase in U.S. exports of fuel-grade ethanol. There are a couple of reasons for that. One, today, America is the low-cost producer of ethanol. Compared to all other sources, we are the cheapest, and that includes Brazil. For example, if you were to blend a gallon of gasoline with 10% ethanol, and that ethanol came from the United States, it would cost you 11 cents less than if that same gallon of blended gasoline were using Brazilian ethanol. The second reason that we see increased exports is because the domestic market, being arbitrarily capped at that 10%, is starting to become saturated. There are very few markets left to open up for the use of E10 and 10% ethanol blending. These exports, they're good news for the ethanol industry in that there are other markets and other places for them to sell the product, but from a national economic and energy security standpoint, it has missed opportunities. We could be blending far more ethanol than we are today, and Americans could be seeing the benefits of that.
Well, what is the real significance of these increased U.S. exports?
The real benefit to these exports, or the real underlying story here, is that ethanol isn't going away. For those who want to keep ethanol in the United States in its little box and think in doing so that we won't see ethanol expand, they're simply mistaken. What these exports prove is that there is a market for the efficiently produced, low-cost ethanol that American producers are putting on the market. Between the efficiency improvements we've seen in ethanol production itself, together with the unparalleled productivity of American farmers, there's no reason to think that America could not continue to supply the world with an abundant source of low-cost, renewable ethanol. Now, do we want to do that, or do we want to use that ethanol domestically to displace our use of petroleum? We see the disaster that our dependence on petroleum is having today in the Gulf of Mexico, and we're just beginning to understand what the impacts are going to be of that. We could have all of these millions and millions of gallons of ethanol that we're sending overseas today be used domestically and reap those benefits. As the industry grows and matures, and we're able to produce 20, 30, 40, 80 billion gallons of ethanol, these world markets will be important. But today the question is, do we want to create an industry for export, or do we want to harness those benefits domestically? The answer to that is we can do both if given the opportunity.
Where does the U.S. rank right now in terms of ethanol exports?
Today, ethanol still is below Brazil. The Brazilians, on average, export between 750 million gallons and to well over a billion gallons of product a year. What we've seen from the Brazilians of late is a problem with their sugar crop and thus their ethanol production. That's why you've seen Brazil raise and lower various tariffs and blending mandates based upon their domestic supply. Those actions, I would argue, have a far more distorting impact on trade of ethanol globally than any tax incentive or tariff policy the United States or a European nation would impose. I think what's interesting about data that we're starting to see is that the U.S. is going into markets that were once predominantly the sole province of Brazil. We're seeing increases of ethanol into European nations like Netherlands. In fact, we are seeing United States ethanol being shipped for use in the Middle East. I think that's an interesting juxtaposition, Midwestern ethanol versus Middle Eastern oil.
The point, though, is here, like you said, and you asked a couple of times here, do we really want this? It's nice that we have the market and the market for ethanol exports could grow, but really the whole point of ethanol production, the whole point the industry is making, is that this can serve our own transportation fuel needs in the United States.
Absolutely. We are missing some opportunities today to maximize our use of domestically produced renewable fuels like ethanol. EPA, for example, needs to approve the use of E15, 15% ethanol blends, for every vehicle on the road today, regardless of its model year. That would be a positive step forward. And here in the near term and in the foreseeable future, we ought to be seeking to maximize our use of a domestically produced renewable alternative to petroleum. Long term, we ought to continue to put policies in place that allow the industry to grow, for us as a nation to reap the benefits of this industry, but then also look at other markets. This is an opportunity for the United States, perhaps, to reverse the flow of the spigot. Instead of seeing all of this oil coming into the United States from other nations, perhaps in the future we can see ethanol going back through those same channels to those very nations. But first and foremost, we ought to be looking at how do we maximize our domestic use of this domestically produced fuel.
And Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen spoke about this very topic this week during the World Biofuels 2010 conference in Seville, Spain. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.